You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
The recent wildfires in Los Angeles drew attention to the many firefighters battling these blazes who came from California's prison system. The California Department of Corrections has claimed their fire camp program is voluntary, but this has come into question by prison reform advocates and ex-incarcerated individuals. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, has gone as far as to call the program exploitative and modern-day slavery. These incarcerated firefighters are denied access to labor protections, earn well below minimum wage, and are more likely to be injured or die on the job than non-incarcerated firefighters. This is especially concerning as Black Americans are incarcerated at nearly 5 times the rate of white Americans, adding racial inequity to the program. Advocates have called for stronger protections for incarcerated workers as climate change creates a need for a strong labour force to fight natural disasters. For our inaugural International Desk, our new segment focused on breaking and underreported news from around the globe, I spoke to Brock University's Dr. Jordan House about this topic and its potential in other jurisdictions such as Canada. I started by asking if he could explain the program.
Yeah, so California has a many decades old program that uses state prisoners to assist with wildfire responses. The number of prisoners involved in fighting wildfires has varied over time, but most recently with the fires around in and around Los Angeles, there were about 1,000 incarcerated firefighters assisting with fire response and suppression. Those firefighters earn up to $30 a day, I believe, but I think a typical wage is more like $10 a day. The work is exactly the same as non-incarcerated firefighters. It's obviously difficult, dirty, and potentially dangerous work. And the program has been criticized by prisoners and prison reform organizations, especially on grounds that many of the participants in the program who do firefighting work are unable to work as firefighters upon release, at least because they have a conviction on their record, but also because they deal with the kind of normal issues that many released prisoners have in securing employment.
Why has the ACLU labeled it modern-day slavery?
The ACLU is not alone in this assertion, but the coercive nature of the program, which is, it's important to say, formally voluntary. All of the participants do volunteer to be part of it. But the motivations to participate include early release and expungement of record. So this is, you know, a kind of pressure to do this work that, say, a free firefighter would not have. And then the other kind of element of this assertion of slavery has to do with just the overwhelming racial demographics of the California prison system, where, you know, Black people and other people of color are just over-incarcerated at quite astronomical rates.
And is this a practice that's limited to California?
No, it's not. Prisoners being deployed to combat wildfires or engaged in firefighting more generally is fairly widespread practice. It exists here, at least did historically, where I am in Canada. And so at different points in time, you know, if there was a fire near a Canadian prison, the prisoners would be mobilized to support local firefighting efforts in Canada. By the 1960s, there became more formalized prisoner firefighting programs. And today in Canada, there aren't prisoners involved in direct firefighting roles, but in British Columbia, where there's routine, you know, wildfires, there is a program that has provincial prisoners involved in support roles for fire crews. So setting up and tearing down fire camps and engaged in equipment repair and management and that kind of thing.
Especially given the increased intensity of wildfires due to climate change, is this a program that's likely to expand?
Yeah, so this was kind of the impetus for myself and my co-author Lydia Dobson writing an article in the Conversation about the potential temptation for there to be an increased reliance on prison labor in response to climate disasters. I mean, I think it's fair to say that climate change caused disasters are likely to increase in frequency and intensity. And in order to mitigate and respond to those disasters, there's going to be a huge need for pools of labor, ideally cheap labor, and prisoners will be a potential source of that labor.
Has there been much opposition to stopping the program, not only in California, but also to stop this expansion?
Yes and no. The prison wildfire programs, and I guess we could say prison labor more generally, exists in a kind of tension. On the one hand, prisoners resent and oppose their exploitation, but on the other hand, they also have historically engaged in struggles against idleness, right? People want the ability to work, they need to work to secure some form of income. And that has meant that really some of the key demands are not whether or not these programs should be bigger or smaller or abolished, but the main demands, especially from prisoners themselves and prison reform advocates, has been around the conditions of labor and the key fact that prisoners engaged in fighting wildfires or all sorts of other, you know, productions of goods or services. The fact is that, you know, in places like Canada or the United States or many other countries, they are exempt from the minimum protections that workers enjoy related to minimum wages, employment standards, occupational health and safety, all of those things that we expect workers to have to protect them. And so a lot of the demands are around under what conditions should prisoners, you know, what opportunities should they have and under what conditions should they be able to work?
Given the strong desire to reform the program from organizations such as the ACLU and from incarcerated people themselves, what is the reason it keeps continuing as it is?
I mean, the reason that it keeps continuing, I guess, is multifaceted. Most obviously, it's the fact that prison labor provides a massive subsidy to prison systems. And that if prisoners weren't engaged in, I mean, in the case of California, it's very clear that the state wildfire budget is substantially subsidized by the use of prisoner firefighters, but even more generally, just the cost of running prisons is subsidized by the fact that much of the cooking and cleaning and clerical work, trades work, is done by prisoners themselves, and that other prison employment programs, prison industries produce goods that are sold, agricultural goods here in Canada, manufactured goods, and the sale of those goods, you know, generates revenue, which offsets the massive expense of prison systems. So, you know, that's, I would say that's really the main reason, but there's also another kind of related ideological one, I think, which is to say that in capitalist economies, work and employment and labor markets are at the very heart of our societies, and that there's a kind of common sense notion that if people in prison, people are in conflict with the law, it is likely related to their ability or inability to work. And so prison labor serves a really useful function from the point of view of politicians and prison administrators who are trying to show that there is useful rehabilitation going on in prisons. And so regardless of the kind of social scientific research on how effective these programs are, I think in terms of, you know, just demonstrating to the public, look, people are working, they're being productive, and therefore some kind of rehabilitation is happening. This is another key reason why prison labor schemes are so popular.
Your research was obviously focused on incarcerated firefighters in Canada. Are there any key similarities and differences that we should be aware of as these programs look to expand out of the US into other places?
Yeah, like I said before, I think there's going to continue to be a need for labor to be utilized ostensibly for the public good in response to things like climate change, but not only that. And while it, I think, strikes many people as inherently wrong or at least off when they hear about prisoners producing goods for, you know, mega multinational corporations, the Victoria's Secrets, the Whole Foods, the exploitation is so obvious. The fact that prisoners get paid pennies while these corporations are highly profitable, you know, that is quite clear to many people, I think. Things are a little bit more opaque when prisoners are deployed in these kinds of public works programs, which are ostensibly for the good of everyone. And again, I think, you know, there could be some nuancing to this. Prisoners also, you know, they want to be engaged in work that's socially useful. But like I said before, they want to do it in a way where they enjoy all the basic protections and rights that other workers have.
That was Dr. Jordan House from Brock University on California's controversial use of incarcerated people as firefighters and the potential for a similar model to be used in other places.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.